This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
President Donald Trump and Governor Scott Walker have announced that Taiwanese electronics giant Foxconn will build a massive manufacturing plant in Wisconsin. The White House says it will employ at least 3,000 people. Wisconsin is offering Foxconn $3 billion in state incentives to lure the company here. Sean Johnson has more on how negotiations like these often play out.
A lot of people might have been involved in these talks, from the state to local governments in southeast Wisconsin, where this plant will open. But at a White House press conference yesterday, it was Governor Scott Walker and President Donald Trump who took victory laps.
Today, we're announcing the single largest economic development project in the history of the state of Wisconsin.
It will be about the biggest there is anywhere.
People who've been in the room when deals like these get made say it's not just financial incentives that land big companies. Zach Brandon is the president of the Madison Chamber of Commerce. He was the number two person at the Wisconsin Department of Commerce under former Democratic Governor Jim Doyle.
A lot of times states just lead with taxes. So they walk in and say, you know, we're going to abate your taxes, or we're the lowest tax state, or we're going to give you this tax credit. That's a mistake.
Brandon says Wisconsin has to tout other benefits, like its workforce and its proximity to the roads, rails, and ports that will let manufacturers purchase the materials they need and ship their products to market. He remembers Governor Doyle making that pitch to an Italian packaging company called Seda. The state heard Seda wanted to expand in the U.S., so Doyle and Brandon arranged a meeting in Naples, Italy, just to say hello. When talk turned to business, Brandon says Doyle made a pitch that involved a makeshift map of Wisconsin.
He took a piece of paper out with a pencil, and he turned his hand upside down, and he drew, like, almost looked like a mitten. And then he drew Beloit, Racine, Kenosha, Chicago. And he drew it in such a way that proportions made him look a lot closer than they actually were. And he drew a star for O'Hare. And he said, this is where you need to be.
The pitch worked. Seda picked Wisconsin for its U.S. expansion. Lobbyist Bill McCoshin says a governor's personal involvement in deals like these is not only helpful, it's expected. McCoshin was Wisconsin's Commerce Secretary under former Republican Governor Tommy Thompson.
You know, I was fortunate to have Governor Thompson in my bullpen, so I'd pitched the first 7 or 8 innings, and he came in and he closed, and there was nobody better.
McCoshin says he was on a trip to Jerusalem with Thompson when they peeled off for the day to visit Norway. They knew there was a flooring company there considering a Wisconsin facility. McCoshin remembers dinner especially well.
It was my first and last time having reindeer for dinner. You know, I had visions of Rudolph dancing in my head throughout the meal.
McCoshin says he couldn't finish dinner, but Thompson did, and he closed the deal for a Wisconsin facility over a handshake. But handshakes and face-to-face meetings only go so far in negotiations like these, especially when a massive business like Foxconn is involved. The company recently reported employing more than 1 million people. Michigan state government passed a $200 million incentive package in its bid to land Foxconn. The state of Wisconsin went beyond that. It's offering a $3 billion tax incentive package to be paid over 15 years. Carolyn Freund is a senior fellow at the Washington, D.C.-based Peterson Institute for International Economics. She says when states get in bidding wars, it's a wash for the U.S. economy.
The foreign investor extracts the most it can, because every time one state offers more than the other, that's less money that the investor needs to put forth.
Freund says if this was strictly a business decision for Foxconn, Wisconsin probably wouldn't be in the running. Southern states have lower labor costs, and states like California have a better technology workforce and supply chain. Freund thinks it was a political decision, noting that several of the states in the running for this plant were swing states. Foxconn ultimately chose a site in the district of U.S. House Speaker Paul Ryan, in a state that helped Donald Trump win the presidency. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.